Where your tax dollars go. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. You know, with those extra 3 days to work with this year, hopefully you got your taxes in on time. Well, the American Farm Bureau's Jonna Miller talked to the organization's chief economist about where that money goes.
Have you ever thought about how much money the federal government spends on your behalf every year? American Farm Bureau Federation's chief economist, Bob Young, has.
The FY 2012 budget comes in at about $3.65 trillion. So you divide that by the population of the country of 311,146,721, and you end up with $11,745 that the government spends for every man, woman, and child in the country.
So where does that money go?
Well, the biggest piece by far ends up being about $3,354 that they spend on your behalf for Medicare and Medicaid. Social Security comes in close second at about $2,450 per capita. Defense Department's going to spend $895 for kind of their operational activities, another $468 for you for military pay, about $250 per capita for new equipment for the Department of Defense. Costs on the national debt, we spend $1,439 per capita on paying interest on the national debt.
Add that all up, and that's about 80% of government spending. Young says to get rid of our $1.5 trillion debt, we need to cut about $5,000 in spending per capita. That's almost 40%.
If you take Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, defense off the table, there's nothing you have to get rid of, literally all the rest of government, to bring things in balance.
Anyone think that's likely to happen? Jonna Miller, Washington.
Now, Bob Young says the cost of some other government programs include Customs and Border Protection at $32 per capita, the EPA $27 per capita, farm programs, and that includes crop insurance and commodity program payments, about $30 per capita. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.